Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of A Journal of the Plague Year by Daniel Defoe, narrated by Nelson Runger. This performance is copyrighted 1987 by Recorded Books Incorporated. Daniel Defoe, born just plain Daniel Foe in 1660, first studied for the Presbyterian ministry and then earned his living as a hosiery merchant, secret agent, and journalist. It wasn't until he was 59 that he published the work that would make his name forever, Robinson Crusoe. Like Robinson Crusoe, A Journal of the Plague Year, published in 1722, is fiction disguised as nonfiction, giving Defoe the distinction of being the inventor of what has come to be known in our time as the docudrama. Defoe was only 5 years old when the Great Plague broke out in London in 1665, so he drew on historical accounts of the plague rather than his own childhood memories. The bubonic plague was carried to London by rats on boats from infected areas like Holland and the Mediterranean. The bacteria were transmitted from the rats to humans by fleas. Unknown to the populace at the time, infection from human to human was extremely rare and not the cause of the plague's spread. The bite of an infected flea would bring on the disease in 10 to 12 days. After the first appearance of the symptoms, headache, chills, high fever, followed by vomiting and delirium, it was usually only a matter of 3 or 4 days before the victim died. Though it's now known how the plague spread, it's not so clear why it eventually disappeared, although it was probably purged from London by the Great Fire of 1666. And now, A Journal of the Plague Year.
Being observations or memorials.